you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we're discussing the importance of emergency preparation all month long on the Mormon Channel, how to prepare for inconveniences or disasters that could range anywhere from power outages to financial or even natural disasters. It's a great goal, I think, to have for the start of the new year. Not everyone may experience a Hurricane Sandy level emergency in their lifetime, but it is completely possible to have something different but just as devastating happen to your city or maybe to your family. To help take the fear out of emergency preparation, we have blogger Misty Marsh in studio with us to discuss simple things that you and your family can do now to be ready for whatever may come your way. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so this is kind of your jam, right? This is what you do. This is what your blog is about.
I do, yes.
Why are you so passionate about this?
A few years ago, my husband and I moved out of state, and I was pregnant with twin boys. And we moved away from family for the first time for him to start law school. And I was kind of thrown into a little bit of a panic as to how I would care for those little boys without the support system I was used to. And I started researching and learning about emergency preparedness and initially became very overwhelmed and fearful, and have since kind of worked through that process and come to a place where it's a part of my life instead of something that overtakes my life. And I really feel passionate about getting that message out to people that you don't need to be afraid. This doesn't need to overtake your life. It's okay to take this step by step.
It's daunting when you think about, oh my gosh, I have to have how much to last, how long, and what? How much food do I need, and how do I keep? I mean, it's like it's swirling around in your head. You're like nodding your head right now. Yes, you've experienced all these
same fears. I've
experienced
it personally, and I've worked with lots of people who've experienced that as well. It's a very, very real fear.
How do you work past that and get over it?
For me personally, it came down to two things. One, I realized that I have a beautiful, wonderful life, right? We learn in the scriptures that we are here, that we might have joy. That's our purpose. And God doesn't want that to be taken away because I'm worried about all these unknowns. And that I needed to find a way to fit that into my already wonderful, joyful life with kids and a husband and goals and Christmas and whatever else is going on in our life. It needs to be a part of it instead of overtaking it. And once I realized that, I was able to breathe deep and be okay with taking things one step at a time. The second thing I realized is that God isn't just some powerful, all-knowing being, although he is that. He's also our parent. And just like I will help my children, he will help me. Doesn't mean that he's going to do everything for me. I realize that my children learn a lot by working through processes on their own and doing things on their own, and he expects me to be diligent. But at the same time, he doesn't expect me, and he said this, we shouldn't run faster than we have strength or means. And so he will step in and help us and do things that maybe we can't, maybe through other people. I might not have all the medical skills and first aid skills I need, but I have a nurse down the street, and I can use her resource, that she can use my powerless cooking tools that I have, and God will do that and help us help each other. I also believe that he will turn these difficult experiences into character-building things. He might not save me from an earthquake. I might have to face that someday or some other natural disaster. But if I turn to him during that, he will help me build character. And so those things started to take on meaning to me, become experiences that could be meaningful in my life instead of something to fear.
It's wintertime.
Yes.
Obviously, snowstorms affect a lot of people. We just had a massive snowstorm here in the Salt Lake Valley. People are out of power. You know, they can't get to the store. They can't get down the street. What are some things that you can do to prepare for maybe a mini emergency like this one? This isn't Hurricane Sandy size, but this is still an emergency.
Even if you can get to the store, but you don't want to, right? These things can come in handy. I think first, with any emergency, start with the basics. Make sure you have food and water. At least a gallon per day for 3 days per person in your family. So 3 gallons per person. When I've lived without water, I've used more than that. I would suggest if you can, at least 2 or 3 gallons per person per day. Have a week's supply of food. Start there. You know, a small emergency like this where you just either can't or don't want to get out and go to the store, if you have a week's worth of food in your house, that's going to benefit you. If the power's out, have some sort of alternate cooking supply. The best one to use indoors, the safest one, would be a single burner propane stove. Those can be used indoor. You crack the window a little bit, but you don't have to go cook on your back porch when it's, you know, blizzarding outside.
I couldn't get to my grill right now anyway.
No, you couldn't.
If I wanted to. Yeah. There's no way I'm getting to my grill. What if you live in a more moderate climate or a place that doesn't have, you know, an inclement to weather, but you still want to prepare your family for different things? Maybe it's a financial disaster. What are some things that you should have in place and think about?
I think, honestly, the answer would be very near the same. Have the basic life-sustaining things that you need first. And it's what the church teaches, you know. We should have water in our homes. We should have a supply of food that we use regularly. If job loss is what you face instead of a natural disaster, but you're able to cut your food budget out for months because you have food stored that your family likes and is able to eat, that's a benefit. I think those are always the very first things to look at.
Two things that I hear from people a lot when I'm talking about food storage or interviewing somebody about food storage is, one, where do I put it all? And two, my gosh, it's expensive to get started, right? I'm sure you hear those two things.
Yes, definitely. And it can be expensive and time-consuming and space-consuming. I think where there's a will, there's a way. And I also think start small. Find one little closet, one shelf in one closet, if that's all it is, that you're going to dedicate to food storage. When I started, we bought a separate little container, little shelf, and our goal was to fill that up. And that wasn't near a year's supply of food, but it was our stepping stone. And space-wise, it worked for us. It was small. We added it to our kitchen. It wasn't even inside of our kitchen cupboards. Where there's a will, there's a way. Start small. Budget-wise, too. You know, add $5 a week to your food budget and be okay with that. God will be okay with that. And he'll step in and help you as long as you're making an effort.
How do you feel like emergency preparedness draws back to the gospel?
For me personally, I feel like it's become kind of a type for me, for my spiritual preparedness. I have learned that I can't do everything all at once. I've learned that I can't do everything by myself. I've learned that I need to turn to my Heavenly Father. And as I've thought about that spiritually, the same principles apply. And it's a way for me to, you know, physically day to day in things that I can somewhat understand, then turn around and apply that to the spiritual that might be more difficult to understand. There will be spiritual disasters that I will face as well. And if I can learn to turn to God and to turn to other people for help and do my best at the same time, then I think I'll be prepared for those spiritual things. And ultimately, that spiritual preparation is what's most important, because no matter how much we prepare, no matter how much food storage we have, what we face may be different than what we expected to face. And we'll have to rely on our spiritual strength and turn to our Father in heaven.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Misty. Of course, you can check out the Mormon Channel blog every Saturday all month long for tips on emergency preparation. And Misty even has a blog post coming out later this month on our blog where she shares printable worksheets to help you build a grab-and-go binder. Well, the quote of the day is from D&C 3830, "If ye are prepared, ye shall not fear." Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.